The motion passed with a very strong majority in the Dáil, and I hope now that the government will ensure that the outstanding gaps as such in the funding support schemes that are in place are addressed, particularly in relation to public amenities such as Swan Park and, for example, Glenevan Waterfall and Mulcanna. Also in relation to sporting organisations, that funding does follow through now and that there is funding provided for all of them, and that that isn't done at the expense of the sports capital grants, meaning that other clubs would lose out, that it is a separate fund. And also then as well in relation to the agricultural sector, those that are excluded from the agricultural fund and who suffered very serious damage, that they should now be included. And the motion directs that, and I will be continuing to push now that the Minister for Agriculture follows through in relation to ensuring that the remit and terms of reference for the agricultural scheme is extended in line with what the motion requests.
And as you did say, the motion also questioned the length of time that it took to implement these packages. So is there hope now that there will be a quicker process going forward?
It was important that it was put in the record just that there was delays that could have been avoided in relation to those schemes being set up, and the motion does call for that to be taken into account in the future and to ensure that they can be rolled out quickly in the future. That's hopefully lessons that will be learned, but it's important now as well that we do see those that are excluded from the funding currently. That's a very immediate issue in relation to people across the peninsula, and it's shown a number of organisations and individuals who are still missing out, and the government need to move swiftly to ensure they're included, because they do very much require assistance, and they've been waiting a good period of time now for that confirmation and that support from the government.